couple had to drive through hell, Michigan to get to their wedding. They now say they went through hell to get married.
Well played. Welcome back, folks!
Very good, Mel.
So, here's the deal. What, Brax? Into the microphone.
This music is very intense.
It's epic, because this is what's going on. As I'm driving my one wheel, I'm floating up to the scene, and in my mind, I'm going to beat some ass. Now, not really, because I'm 5'7" and 158 pounds soaking wet. But you ever been so mad where this music is playing in your brain, and you're like, oh, I don't care who's over there. It could be a giant. I will slay them as David. Goliath is going down. This bird will shut up.
Yes.
That's where I was at, okay? However, I said that there's no way that I can tell this without somebody calling me out for being racist, but I believe that if you want a world without racism, this is how you act. I pulled up around the corner. Bell, are you with me or are you in the social media lounge?
I'm here.
Because this is all for you.
Yep.
I wanted to stop this bird for you. You can't sleep during the day. I can't record during the day. It's causing us problems. So as I get to the basketball court, I see what it is. It's a puppy. That's a pit bull that's tied to a tree. And its owner is one of 15 incredibly jacked prison basketball looking black dudes playing on the court. It is only 15 dudes. They all have their shirts off. They're all cut. And it looks like a prison basketball game because of how seriously they're taking the game. I'm not trying to be racist. I'm just saying, as little tiny white boy, that's about the scariest group of people that you could possibly walk up to.
Especially to tell them your dog sounds like it's dying.
Hey, can you shut up the dog, please? Like, this is my nightmare. Okay?
I would have floated right back away.
Well, I think that the one wheel was just pouring confidence down my throat. Because I'm in my head thinking,
I can get away.
I can get away. They're not going to catch me.
They can definitely catch you.
I don't know, man. I mean, I'm pretty
quick.
You
don't go over 20 miles an hour.
I will if I'm being chased by 15 dudes who are way bigger than me. And let me just say that when you're talking to a group of 15 black dudes, they're going to respond to you in a way that's, you better be careful what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I wasn't.
Yeah.
So what I did, was I talked to them as if race was not a thing. Now, here's my problem, okay? I don't like to talk about race too much in this show because it is extremely polarizing and you can't win that conversation. But I firmly recognize racial tendencies in myself. I will admit that I can feel and see myself doing something based on the way somebody looks. And it's not by choice. It's something that's been ingrained in me since I was like a child.
That doesn't make it right.
Born. Though. It's not making it right. It's incredibly wrong. But I'm telling you that I recognize myself doing this. For example, since I was a kid, first time I ever went into DC, one of my friend's parents told me, don't look black people in the eye. They take it as a sign of aggression. That's a fucked up comment.
That's fucked up.
But as a 7-year-old who's never been in the city before and doesn't know any better but to not question adults, that became a thing for me. And I've noticed now.
The correct advice is to look everyone in the eye.
Thank
you. Speak with
that
them.
Is absolutely 100%. But let's not lie to each other. If we want to get progress, you can't skirt it. We've all had racist fucking things said to us when we were kids and you didn't know any better. And that stuff gets ingrained in you. Like, you know you've got grandparents who have said some fucked up shit to you. You know you've had some parents that were friends' parents or something that said some fucked up shit, and you don't know any better. But then again, 20 years later, you realize, by the way, when I went to D.C., I didn't look anybody in the eye. I looked at this big black guy comes walking towards me. I looked at his shoes, and he literally says, you look at my shoes, boy? I was like, I can't win! I think I've told that story before, but this is something that's actually happened to me. So now then, you fast forward 20 years, and I notice, if I am passing somebody on the street and it's a black dude, I will do anything but look them in the eye. And then I notice that that's not the case for anybody else that's walking towards me. And that's a problem in my eyes. That's a problem for me. And so I make it a point anytime I see anyone,
look them and wave.
I make sure I smile, make eye contact. That's my thing. Whether I don't care if you're green, purple, blue, black, guy, girl, doesn't matter. Both.
Old, young.
Old, young. I make a point to look you in the eye and smile at you. Now, let me say something. Imagine, first of all, as a white guy, I can tell you when I pass a random black guy on the street, they typically don't look super friendly. Would you? If every time you saw a white guy pass you, they don't look you in the eye? Think about what they go through.
They go through a lot.
They go through a lot. They go through racism every day. They go through racism before we even wake up in the morning. Yep. So if you think that some black guy is just trying to be like, you know, mean mugging you, or he's not looking you in the eye because he's not friendly. No, he's just, we've been doing that to him probably for his whole life. Watch what happens if you smile and make eye contact the next time. That guy who just went from looking scary or defensive, dude, his face will just turn into just complete melted and just, hey, man, like, thank you. It's inspiring. Change the world with a smile. You can do it. You talk about plus one wheeling all the time. Well, why don't you go plus smiling? Make one person smile today. You've done something. Mm-hmm. So typically, I am very, very conscious of this. And it got me into trouble yesterday because I talked to these dudes as if it was just you two. And I almost got my fucking ass beat. Because what I did was I rolled in. Again, they're dribbling the basketball. You know, they're in the middle of a game. And little white boy rolls
up. You interrupted the game.
Oh, yeah. Little white boy rolls up on his stupid hoverboard thing that they don't know what it's about. And I just come up and I go, hey, guys. Just curious if I could ask you a favor. And they're still kind of dribbling, but they stop and they dribble and they're still dribbling and they're dribbling. I said, is there any way that we can make that dog stop barking? And
that's the stupid. What the?
Correct. Correct. Because I'm seeing red. You're going to. Oh, if that's what you found wrong with this, you're going to love where this is going.
You can't just tell a stupid dog. Let me just tell my dog to shut up.
And that's pretty much what this one guy. He's got the dreads, and he's not in the game. He's just at the bench. And let me just say, these guys, like, fucking awesome. I would have done nothing different. Like, they were awesome. They handled it very well. But I did not. I made a mistake, I think. And I said, hey, is there any way that, like, I don't know, is there any way we can get that dog to maybe just, like, stop barking or something? And the guy looked at me, just like Belly did, and was like, dude, it's just a puppy. He's got his owner 5 feet in front of him. He's just barking because he sees him playing the game. And I said,
and a ball.
Right. And I said, I know, dude, but you got like 6 people over there that like we're all over ready to beat some ass because we can't stand this anymore.
Oh, no.
And then and the ball just goes bow, 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 bow. They just stopped what they were doing. Oh, no. One dude goes, I'm sorry, did he just say beat some ass? And I just and immediately I realized what I had said. I would have said it to you guys. I did not think for one second they would take it as, what'd you say, little
white
guy? You just
threaten a group of people with beat some ass.
Right. And I realized.
You got a group over there ready to beat some ass over this dog.
That's exactly what I said. You got like 6 people over there that are ready to beat some ass because of how much this thing is just frustrating us. And the ball just stops bouncing. And now everybody stops what they're doing and they're just staring at your boy. And I'm over here going back and forth in one place on the one wheel. Anybody who knows a one wheel knows what I'm doing. I'm just like rocking back and forth and realizing, oh, fuck. So I said, oh, no, no, no. Not like actually beat some ass. I get my own ass beat. Look at me. I'm tiny. I've never been in a fight before. God. And the guy goes, dude, we're just playing some basketball, man. And now another guy from the corner goes, I'm sorry, did he just say beat some ass? What are the chances of me getting out of this with my head in place? Like, what are your thoughts right there if you're me?
Obviously, you weren't thinking, and you aren't thinking.
I wasn't thinking. This what we want?
Well, you ask someone to tell their dog to stop barking. Ain't gonna happen. You tell someone, a group of people, we got like 6 people over there ready to beat some ass.
All I had to do was come at it from a different angle. Guys,
you had to say was, hey, guys, like, is this dog all right? It sounds like it's kind of struggling.
I don't mean to cause any problems. I'm glad you guys are out here playing basketball. I'm trying to record like music back there. I can't lay down tracks with this dog. Is there any way that you guys can help me out? No, I didn't do that. I just said, we're over there ready to beat some ass. And I saved it by making a joke because they all started. You heard the basketball stop. Bow, bow. Everybody's just looking at me. I'm sorry, did he just say beat some ass? And I just, on my one wheel, said, okay, no, no, no. clearly not actually mean beating some ass. I would get my own ass beat. I'm not actually trying to start a fight with you guys. I'm just saying we're all over there like, what the fuck is going on? I can't live my life like this. A couple of them smiled because I'm if you can see it in my face, I'm not trying to cause a fight. But boy, did I use the wrong words. And one more guy goes, he did just say beat some ass, didn't he? And I said, I didn't say beat some ass. I'm sorry. And unbelievably, hold on the comment. It's coming. Unbelievably, like, thank you, Jesus. I, in my mind, have you guys ever had this happen to you before? You think you have a situation under control and then all of a sudden you go, this is wrong. Oh, this went the wrong way. That's not how I planned. I'm sorry. Let me backtrack. And as I'm backtracking, the owner grabs the dog, I mean, very nicely, goes and unties the dog, and he goes, I'm just going to take care of it. I live right there. I'll just bring it home. Like, I just wanted to say thank you to this group of 15 dudes playing basketball with little stupid looch dog coming in.
Little pup.
It could have gone so much worse, and it would have been my fault.
Here's the best way to solve
this,
though.
I wanted to say, these guys couldn't have handled it better.
Here's
it
the best
awesome.
Way to solve this, though. The dog didn't have to go inside. All the dog really wanted is attention. And if one person from that group is over there playing with the dog, it's not barking.
Well, that's definitely true. Is that from the social media lounge?
No, this is from the social media lounge. Quote, I'm sorry, sirs. My mind has escaped me because I'm high on carbs. That's from Maddie Potts. I did a voice. I tried to do a Maddie Potts carb voice.
That's as good as it gets. So no, I did not get my ass beat. I came back in here and I locked all the doors. I'm freaking out. But the truth is, they couldn't have handled it any better. And I think in a world without racism, that comment should be. And they were like, this guy's just being real with us. He's not actually threatening us. So I think that's a win for racism yesterday. That's a win! That is white people, black people talking to each other as if race wasn't a thing. There's no threat. We're just people on a planet. Your dog's annoying the shit out of me.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Your dog sucks. It's just your dog sucks. Brax, get us out of here. Say goodbye to the people.
Oh, don't do anything like Luch just did. Have a great weekend.
Valley, what do you got for him, man?
Sorry, Potts couldn't be here for the whole show, yeah, so instead I'm going to say it. Kindly, go fuck yourself.
We miss you, Potts. Have fun at your appointment. We will see you guys all next week. Rebecca Randolph, congratulations. $100 PayPal to your account. Coffee would like to donate his $100 to the Float Life Fund for Float Life Fest 2018. That is badass. Terry Peter, you are my hero. Jess Jones, thanks for calling in today. For everybody here at TTR Studios, we've had a blast. It's Luch Dog in the morning.
At LITMRadio.com.